This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, what do we got? Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,566. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. The Men's Room. I'll tap today a spooky Halloween-inspired Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
It's a clatter to drum.
All right, here we go. Spooky as grandmother attacked with a pumpkin after parking in front of a Pittsburgh man's home. To England, where dog owners face fines and jail time if they do not give their dog a bone. Austrian man who doesn't know how to drive puts a Lamborghini in a lake. Ohio puts out new Wright Brothers license plates and make a big mistake. And a drunk guy in Scotland rips the doors off of an Aldi supermarket because he wants a beer. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, you may have heard this over the last 2 months. Three zebras. They escaped from an exotic animal breeder in Maryland back in August. And even though it's been 2 months since the zebras went on the lam, well, two of them are still missing. The third was found dead in a snare trap. Anyway, it's only recently that authorities tracked down the owner. Because understandably, when all this happened, the owner was attempting to stay kind of anonymous. But now people know that their neighbor Jerry owned zebras. Who knew? Now, who really knows anything about what anyone owns? There's a woman, she's cleaning out the garage of her dearly departed grandparents. She was shocked to discover they owned a 1980s Lamborghini Countach and a Ferrari 308 and a pre-World War II MG. This woman had no idea that they owned exotic cars, but only because she didn't know that her grandparents used to run an exotic car rental service. Now she knows. What no one knows is who the new owner of Big John is. Who's Big John? Glad you asked. Big John is the world's largest triceratops skeleton. It sold for $10.2 million earlier this week, and they say to an anonymous buyer in the U.S. Now, the only giveaway will be if you walk into your buddy's house and he has a 22-foot-long, 8-foot-tall dinosaur skeleton, then you'll know, hey, you're probably that guy. But all this leads to today's question, because let's face it, people own some weird stuff, people own some cool stuff, people own some illegal stuff. But today, this is what we want to know, fill in the blank style. It could have been me, But I once knew someone who had blank in their possession.
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the toes and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,566. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. A guaranteed future repeat. Once again, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, this year, Ted is absolutely kicking ass in Ted versus the FCC. At the end of the year, we always play every miss in Ted versus the FCC.
Yeah, it won't be as good this year.
Probably going to be like 2 minutes long. I'm telling you, I think,
Ted.
I think you've only lost maybe like six times.
I don't even know if it's that high. Yeah, man, it might be like four or five.
You're killing it. Either way, Steve and I were up late last night coming up with some
super late
twisters, rhymes and riddles for you. Lo and behold, we came in and we have a listener submitted on Ted versus the FCC.
Stop texting me about UNLV games at night.
I know. Well, I mean, they're on. And
it is six.
It's six losses.
I should have known that. You looked it up today, didn't you?
This might be the this might be your greatest year ever, to be honest with you, as far as putting them in the home, man. So
as far as this game's concerned, yes, greatest year ever.
Yes. Lots in the win column with Ted versus the FCC. Of course, we will drink. We will toast to the weekend with Shot of the Day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. And today we get a spooky Halloween-inspired Bad Choice Friday featuring DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Ted, did they do a Christmas song?
I don't know that they did.
I mean, I know Christmas in Hollows is Run DMC.
Right. But that's the other thing, too. It's like, this was just on an album. It wasn't, like, specifically for Halloween. I don't think.
All right.
I could be wrong. I just remember listening to it as a kid all the time.
Okay, as a kid. Yeah.
They had some hits.
They did, yes, absolutely.
They had a song that was called, like, I think it was just, like, turn your blinker off, bitch. Which seems harsh for them.
Hey, but if you've been in the situation, even the Pope would be cussing. God.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince taking on Michael Jackson. Mike, this video is supposed to be spooky growing up, right? Had Vincent Price in it and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I remember is Nora Ray, who was the hot chick in the video.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only reason I watched this. Like, oh, man, wait till the chick comes on. Takes a little while, but she finally gets there.
Oh, that video scared me.
Yeah.
Really? Well, yeah, well, you were younger. Yeah.
Right? I was like, that a little kid.
Here's how you vote on a Bad Choice Friday. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Get there and vote. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the Shot of the Day. Also, a Men's Room Happy Hour on tap for today. 6 o'clock, we leave these airwaves and head on over to the Odyssey app for the Men's Room Happy Hour Monday through Friday at 6. For content that we can't really get away with on these airwaves, different set of rules on the Men's Room Happy Hour. If you do not have the Odyssey app, download that now. Search for the Men's Room, and then you'll see the Men's Room Happy Hour. And that channel will come on at 6 o'clock when we go on the air. So today we're going to do some more NFL picks and see if Steve the Thrill Hill can continue his unbelievable hot streak as far as this season is concerned. I am writing all these down. I'm going to see if I can do some online betting.
All right.
I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to put some money on this stuff.
If he keeps dominating, he's got to start picking against the spreads.
Well, that could be true. And then Mike's theory on what referee is taking care of the game did not work very well for you last week at all. I think you were 500.
Like one or two games. It didn't work right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, you're
they're not always the factor, Miles, just from time to time.
You're 6-6, dude.
So. I know.
Wasn't I mean, ideally, the refs shouldn't affect the game at all.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't, Ted.
Shouldn't.
No. Exactly. And our question today, it's a Men's Room blank question. It could have been me, but I once knew someone who had blank in their possession. And we start with this woman who posted her story to Reddit. While going through her grandmother's worldly possessions after she had passed on, the granddaughter discovered a Lamborghini Countach 500S stashed in the garage. Now, this woman had no idea her grandmother owned something so wild. Now, while she had visited the home many times and been in the garage, it was a large garage, and the Lamborghini was covered with tarps and in boxes stacked on top of it. So it was basically entirely hidden from view. Astounded at the discovery, the woman then posted a photo of the Lamborghini on Reddit. But she did not realize what she captured in the background. Now, thankfully, some other users immediately alerted her to the fact that the car that was parked in the garage, yeah, it was worth something. But the car behind the car, you see pictures, is a red Ferrari 308, which admittedly isn't as impressive looking as the Lambo, but it's a more sought-after car.
Yes, it is.
And it's worth more money. In addition to that, a pre-war MG was parked on the other side of the Lamborghini, another impressive collectible car. Well, the woman was flabbergasted that her grandmother had been hiding such treasures, and after doing some asking around, she learned that her grandfather, he used to run an exotic car rental service in the late 1980s.
Uh-huh.
But thanks to insurance rates that skyrocketed, the business was no longer viable. But the man could not bear to part with the cars. Some were later sold, but the three that he kept were the three that he wanted to keep. Only to be found out to be a shocking discovery that her granddaughter found one day. So that was...
That's a hell of a find.
Yeah, that's and it's really cool because I do remember there were very few things that guys would put up as far as posters in the rooms. You know what I mean? You had your favorite bands, of course.
Of course.
If you were into Kiss, you had a Kiss poster. You definitely had a bikini-clad somebody.
Somebody, man.
You know, somebody who you thought was attractive. That was just part of the poster world back in the day. And you had
Spencer's Gifts.
And you had the Lamborghini poster. A lot of people
have... The horizontal one, right?
Oh, yeah.
The real long form.
Of that car.
Hell yeah.
And it was really not a whole lot of other cars. That was the car that most people had. It didn't mean that people didn't have a poster of a DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yeah, but that was about Back to the Future. The Lambo was about the Lamborghini. That car that you will never own and your parents explain to you, it will never happen in your lifetime.
Yeah.
But that's why you had a poster of anything. So I had a Farrah Fawcett poster. Again, much like the Lamborghini, your chance of scoring either one, real slim.
My question is this. You find this Lamborghini, obviously you need some stuff done to it. You know, it probably hasn't been driven in 25, 30 years.
Sure.
Easily, right? If not longer than that. So you take it to a Lamborghini dealership. First of all, you know damn well you're going to have to tow the thing there on a flatbed truck, right? So that's the first thing. Then you got to find a Lamborghini dealership, right?
Well, we're in Seattle, so that's easy.
Well, that is easy. But let's
just
say...
In most places, that is not normal.
Let's just say that, I don't know, I mean, if you're going to rent exotic cars, I'm assuming you're going to be in somewhat of a metropolitan area, or that's just where you ship them to when you retired from your job. But either way, I'm wondering, with hoses need to be changed, belts need to be changed, you need to put four new tires on that thing at the very least, you need to run diagnostics on the engine and everything else. Like, how much is it going to get that car to get it road ready to go? I'm saying just by taking it to the dealership alone. Because a new Lamborghini right now,
I want to say, is $20,000 a year in servicing.
All right.
So if you buy a new Lambo right now, it's $20,000 a year. All right. So what do you think it would cost just to get this car road ready?
I don't know, but it wouldn't matter because it's less than a Lamborghini. And if I get it road ready, I can still sell it. Like, because I'll be honest with you, even if I owned a Lamborghini, it'd be cool to say I owned a Lamborghini. I wouldn't drive it.
I might sell
the MG.
There's
nowhere I want to drive it. Not in the city. People drive like crap. The roads are uneven, right?
And they're huge cars.
Just the highway.
And it's, right, there's the highway. People still drive slow. Again,
you know what though, man? They're bumpy. From what I understand, those cars are real low.
Yeah, they're not.
The suspension isn't great.
I've been in one, but I mean, still.
Oh, that's right. You have been in a Lamborghini.
Yeah, it's still a Lamborghini. Like, it's a. I mean, that's a high end sports car. You got to drive it. It's a high end sports.
No, you're absolutely right. I just know I wouldn't drive it as much as I'd want to drive it, so I would sell it. Just being me. I might keep the MG, even though I can't fit in the goddamn thing anymore. But again, that's for maintenance costs.
Yeah, I mean, like this. If those are my grandparents, like, I'll spend the money to fix it up, and then I'm going to sell it.
Would you keep any of them? So you got the Lambo, you got the Ferrari, and you got an MG.
I'm not positive what an MG is.
It's a teeny tiny English car. You'd kind of recognize it if you saw it. My All father right. used to love them growing up.
It looks like your typical car that you would see if you were watching like an English.
Is it like a sports car still?
Yeah, I mean,
well, it's a little two seater.
It was incredible at the time. I don't know.
Here's a picture of it, Ted. Right?
This is
what the typical MG looks like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what my father had. Right. Yeah. Like that one. All the time.
So looks like you should have a derby hat on, you know what I mean?
Oh,
that looks like a Sunday driver.
That is a Sunday driver.
But you're right. The Ferrari and the Lamborghini, I'm not a huge car person, but if I had those, it'd be very hard to fight the urge to drive.
And that's exactly why.
I would have to take it out to drive, no doubt. But I would sell it soon after. And speaking of cars, Ted, by the way, the song you were thinking of is You Saw My Blinker, Bitch.
All right, yeah.
You saw my blinker, bitch.
Everyone wanted to.
I tell you, man, I used to be deep in the Fresh Prince, DJ Jazzy Jeff
game. That's a classic right there.
The world's biggest triceratops skeleton, known as Big John, has been sold to a private collector for about $10 million. The enormous skeleton, estimated to be over 66 million years old, was found in South Dakota back in 2014. Triceratops are known for the three horns on their heads. Big John was named after the owner of the land where it was found, because it was owned by Big John.
And it's only got his name as John. If he had a stupid name, they wouldn't. Like, if it was Aloysius, I'm saying there's no way they'd have called it Big Aloysius.
Well, is Big John 5'5"? I mean, does it go the other way?
What was it, South Dakota? Is that where they found it?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I'm saying he is 6'6", 340, and he was born at 4'11".
It is certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest documented skeleton of a triceratops. The dinosaur died in an ancient floodplain on the island continent stretching from present-day Alaska to Mexico, allowing the conservation of the skeleton because it was buried in mud. The skeleton is 7 meters long and 3 meters high. The skull represents more than one-third of its total length, to give you an idea.
Well, you got big old head.
Two large horns are huge. The price at the auction house in Paris, where Big John was sold on Thursday, was $8.5 million before commission and other cost. End up topping out at $10.2 million.
Wait a minute. So I'm not in this world, but I bet on the skeleton, because that's the kind of thing I would bid on if I had that kind of cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to offer you $8.5. You take it, and by the time the deal is done, it costs me $10.2.
Well,
it's another one.
Other costs include you have to tear the thing basically down.
Right, right.
You have to package it. You have to ship it. You need someone to go to your home and put it back together again.
No, we're doing it like IKEA. Like, I want you to give me some not so detailed directions and an Allen wrench, and I will reconstruct it myself. Just
this
save money.
Not like the guy who comes
I'm
in.
I'm trying
and
to
puts
save
the
money.
New bed frame in your home, man. This is like, you know, this is a big ass skeleton.
Okay, let me ask you this. We get our hands on this giant ass triceratops skeleton, and we're going to set it up here at the studio for reasons I don't know. My money says, given the right tools, we could reconstruct it.
You think so? You think we could puzzle piece this thing back together?
I'm not saying we could do it easily, but here's the thing. We know where the head is, all right? So that's one third of this whole thing is done with the head. We could probably identify the tail bones. You know where the ribs are, right?
I don't know.
You can recognize the leg bones. I'm just saying, man, I think give us 3 weeks with the proper tools. I think we can do it.
That thing is massive.
I know it's massive. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying at least we could puzzle out where the pieces are supposed to go. We might mess up a few vertebrae in the back itself. Otherwise, I'm saying we nail it.
We can maybe figure some of it out, but I'm telling you.
You
got
to try a Ceratops skeleton. I want to see it.
Look at the inside of this thing. I don't know, man.
You're doing that part.
That thing is huge. That's one of the guys. Oh, that's a giant penis on that thing, I think.
What is it?
No, it's a leg, I believe. Either way.
Okay, maybe we can't put it together.
The $8.5 million is a record for Europe as far as auctions go. Big John skeleton is more than 60% complete. Its skull is more than 75% complete, which makes it very unique. The overall quality of Big John really deserved this price. For a Triceratops and a herbivore, this is an unbelievable record. I don't know why they have to throw herbivore in there, but well, I guess...
Nobody cares.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Was this dinosaur a carnivore and herbivore?
Do we know that he never tried meat?
We don't know that. You can make estimations. There's all these educated reasons why they think that, but you don't know.
Okay, so last year, a T-Rex skeleton was sold at auction in New York, and it became the most expensive dinosaur ever sold. Who knew you could buy a T-Rex? Do you guys know how much they got for that thing last year?
T-Rex is cooler. I'm going to say $15 million.
How much did this one go for?
Well, the Triceratops.
Big John. Yes,
Big John went for $10.2 million. So what do you think the T-Rex went for last year?
Because the T-Rex is the ultimate. What'd you say, Thoreau? I went 15.
All right, I'll say $21.1 million.
It went for $43
million. Oh, wow.
A Big John, by the way, was sold to a private U.S. buyer who requested to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
A representative for the buyer said it's being acquired by an American collector who is absolutely thrilled with the idea of being able to bring a piece like this to his personal use. The history behind this and the duration of its...
What's he going to do to it?
You don't want to know. Don't ask questions.
So to be able to be a part of preserving something of this nature is also something extremely special. I thought about this for a minute, and I thought, you know, where is this thing going in the continental United States? I don't believe it's headed to Alaska or Hawaii. And I started to think, you know what? My money says there's a high probability it could be headed to Seattle based on the number of millionaires and billionaires or someone who has lived here.
I was going to say it's going to be within radial miles of wherever this studio is.
It's going to be
is.
Either in New York City. It's going to be in San Francisco. It's going to be in Seattle. But other than that, like, I can realistically see this thing coming to town. And no, but just based on the fact that the Allen Foundation, didn't Paul Allen's sister used to collect fossils, dinosaur bones, all those different things?
Collect, you could put in quotation marks.
Right, exactly.
But yes, she had a collection of that.
But you have that much money, like, you could put it in any of your homes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't doubt it's somebody from a metropolitan area, but it's probably going to, like, their ranch in Wyoming.
Let's just say you got a multi-million-dollar home, right? I walk in your home. Where's the Triceratops at?
Well, I mean, I guess in the foyer?
Yeah, I'm putting mine in the entry. When you open the front door, man, it's right there.
I mean, in the big room?
I'm putting mine in the dining area. Because in those types of houses, they always have a dining room table for, like, 12, 14 people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that many people over to my house for dinner ever. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of a waste of a room. So instead of like maybe a pool table, I think I'd just put it in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree, though. It's going to end up either in San Fran or the Seattle area. That is my guess.
Our men's room blank question. It could have been me, but I once knew someone who had blank in their possession. 206-421-ROCK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW.
The men's room is in progress.
Our men's room blank question. It could have been me, but I once knew someone who had blank in their possession. 206-421-ROCK.
By the way, a few comments have come in. We were talking about Big John.
Big John.
Big John. That's the Triceratops skeleton that is sold at auction. So I said, man, it was named after the man whose property they found it on.
Big John.
Let's only get his name John. Mm-hmm. If his name had been Aloysius, they wouldn't call it Big Aloysius. So lo and behold, we get this comment. Whoa there. My grandpa's name was Aloysius. I think that's a good name for a dinosaur. Of course his goddamn name was Aloysius. But they still wouldn't call it Big Aloysius.
What is Big John from?
What do you mean?
Is that like an SNL skit or something? Miles, you keep saying it.
It just sounds like one of those songs like, he had a truck and he liked a Big John.
Yeah, you know, it does.
It just sounds like.
But I feel like that is something, right?
It might be.
Big John.
We were talking about, Miles, as you were going through the article, they point out, hey, man, this is substantial for a herbivore. We did not know why that mattered. Right?
Yes.
So people cleared it up.
You mean based on size, it was a plant eater?
So there's a couple of different explanations. They all make sense. They say, look, it's because carnivores eat herbivores, so it's hard to find a skeleton intact if you're not out eating other dinosaurs. Fair enough. Someone else says they say herbivore because the food you eat is better to the size that you are. So if it's a large herbivore, it's odd compared to that of carnivores. All right. That's why you don't find giant bunnies, right. I guess. And then it says carnivorous dinosaurs had significantly larger heads, so it matters that this Triceratops had a big skull. But now that gets me to think, did it have like an oddly big skull? Triceratops look at this Triceratops and say, Big John's got a big ass.
Wasn't a Brontosaurus and a Brachiosaurus, weren't they both?
But they had tiny heads.
Oh, okay.
Giant bodies. But think about their head, right? Their head was about the same size as their neck.
That's funny looking.
What's that?
Giant body, tiny head.
Yeah, it is.
I bet the other dinosaurs made fun of them.
All right, let me ask you that. Would you rather be like 350 pounds and have a noticeably tiny head or weigh 140 pounds and have a noticeably larger head?
I think I'd go tiny with big head.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just big with a big head.
You just look like a bobblehead. You know what I mean?
But that's not something I'm striving for.
No,
I don't want to do that.
But if not, you look like a tick.
You have to notice. Like, it's rare to like make fun of the size of somebody's head, I feel like.
But
it's got to be a big lid.
But that's what I mean.
Because you have a big head, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I wear like
I've got a big head.
But you're a broad dude.
See? Right.
So it looks right. Imagine if my hands, other than the color of our skin, right on your body. My big long ass finger to look crazy.
I think I took that in one of the polls.
What's that?
Was it something about hands? And I was I forget. I mean, it wasn't you. It was somebody. I was like, I'm taking those hands.
Oh, yeah. Sunday home. My mom's got a big head. She's got a giant dome. Oh, is this the song? Big John?
Every morning at the mine, you could
recognize this voice, Miles?
6'6".
Smells like breakfast.
You got it. Jimmy Dean.
That's Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean.
Get out of here.
But he wasn't making sausage, talking about big heads.
Sausage King of America is singing.
That's right.
It's from 1961.
You think he just was making sausage?
I did not know that.
Bad
John.
Oh, he's bad now. That's how he funded his sausage empire, man.
Thank you, Mike. I knew the song.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home.
Our question, it could have been me, but I once knew someone who had blank in their possession. 206-421-ROCK.
I want sausage now.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
All right, it wasn't me, but I once knew somebody, which was my mother-in-law, that had 5 keys on her coffee table when I first met her.
Wait, this is your future mother-in-law, and the first time you met her, she had 5 kilos of cocaine on the coffee table?
Yeah.
I'd have married into that family, too.
Did you party with her?
No. She was partying with her girlfriend. I was there.
Wait a minute.
And then,
there's two of them. You said there's two of them splitting 5 kilos of cocaine.
No. Her girlfriend. Does she like ladies?
Okay.
She was a dealer, I guess. Family was dealer. I didn't even know they were dealers.
That still seems like a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, hey, can I get a bump of that? You know what I mean? You only got 5 kilos.
Especially on the coffee.
I wasn't even introduced to her. I just walked in and said, my girl said, hey, Ma, this is John. I just waved my hand. She looked at me like, who the hell was this? And I was like, well, it's not my business, you know?
Sure. I don't blame you.
Was it a weird kind of looking back and forth at each other thing? Because, again, she has 5 kilos of cocaine. She doesn't know you. Now you're in her home.
Right. So then we went to the room, and then my girl bust out some lines, and we did some lines.
Okay, so it was on your family. All right, so eventually you got your cocaine. All
right. Right, so then, long story short, me and the girl, we had two kids. We've been kicking back for a long time with the family. Mom called me up, say, hey, I think some cops are following me. I said, what? She said, yeah, meet me at this coffee shop. Sit down, order something, and then when I go to the restroom, follow me to the restroom. I'm going to slip you this key. All you do is get out of here. I said, okay. So went there. She looked at me. She got up, went to the restroom. I went to the restroom, slipped it in there, went right past my table, dropped a $20 for my meal, and just kept on going.
Okay. So now you're trafficking.
5 kilos. I've walked into a situation kind of like the, I don't want to say the guy's name. We used to work with him. He was the man with the $50 van.
Okay.
The Lion.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And
I love that dude.
He was the coolest guy in the world. He literally bought an Astro $50. At the time I met him, I want to say he'd had it for 9 years. And he goes, look, I've never had a problem with this. I spent $50, never had a problem. Anyway, we hop in after work one day. We're going to go buy weed from this dude that he knows. So we drive to this guy's house, and it's one of those, hey, sit here for a minute. Let me go up to the door and explain that there's someone else with me. I'll vouch for you kind of thing. I'm like, yeah, all right, man, no worries. So it takes like 10 minutes, right? I don't know what's going on. Our friend, the Lion, walks back out. He's like, yeah, come on in. I walk in. There's two things I noticed. First of all, we were there to buy weed. This guy dealt in everything. All right. So he's like, I did not realize he had every drug available. And then also he had pretty much every buyer lined up for those drugs. This is a massive operation in this guy's house. The other thing that I noticed, and this is what blew my mind, I met a lot of radio contemporaries there.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, yeah. It was, I walked in, and I swear to God, this, I don't want to describe anyone. This guy turns around, looks at me, he's like, yo, man, you're a thrill. And when he said that, I recognized his voice. I'm like, oh, you're so-and-so from a different competing radio station. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, yeah, this is my man so-and-so. He rattled off all these people. We all kind of, we knew of each other at least.
Right.
It was all radio people with the exception of three or four
guys. That is shocking.
Oh, dude, and it was sales, it was
in
programming.
Our, in our industry.
It's but everybody tries to play it so cool. But what was interesting to me about it was most of the cats I were talking to were just there buying weed or smoking weed, as it were. The guys buying the blow or the heroin or some of the other stuff this guy had available, I'm like, I'd have never guessed this on you. Salespeople, yeah, I was not surprised to see you buying cocaine. Mm-hmm. But some of the people, I'm like, you do heroin? Oh, not much. I'm like, you don't owe me an explanation, bro. I'll see you tomorrow at work.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah, crazy. It could have been me, but I once knew someone who had blank in their possession. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Growing up, my father had an NFA transferable MAC-10 and suppressor. Unfortunately, when he had decided to get rid of it, I had gotten in some trouble and had lost my rights for a period of time, so he sold it to someone else.
Is that worth money?
Okay. But you wanted it, I'm guessing, is the thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, illegally owned submachine guns, a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, how long were your rights taken away? Like, can you buy a gun now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, period of 7 years, and then you petition the courts and file the paperwork, and they make their decision.
So does that mean you got charged with a felony?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, yeah.
Was it a gun-related felony, or was it a...
I don't know. With that type of gun, maybe it's just like, no, you just can't have
it. No, he's saying he just couldn't own a gun, period.
Oh,
that's why he wanted it, because that's a very specific gun, and it has a suppressor on it. Like, you can't go out and buy that.
You picked a bad time to lose your rights, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. But, you know, there's always hope at the end of the tunnel. You know, I'm not like a bad guy or anything, and, you know, as long as you keep your nose clean, you can get them back.
How much would one cost you right now?
Oh, Lord. Just the gun itself, you're looking at $12,000 to $15,000, I think.
Damn. Okay.
And then, the tax stamp is only $200. You know, that's what, after they do all your background check and all that stuff at the super ultra secret high level, that's what you pay to actually be able to transfer it legally.
All right.
Okay.
But that's the thing. Like, could you even? I don't know if you could buy one right now. Like that one, he could transfer because his father already owned it.
Right.
It depends on what state you're in. because you have to follow local laws, and then it goes to the federal.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem is, I don't remember, I think it's 1986, Class 3 firearm has to have been manufactured prior to this date in the 80s.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
Let me ask you this. I'm the judge and jury on this for you, and I think my question would be, what are you going to do with this thing?
Take it out to gravel pits and just let her rip.
I was going to say, because you can't take it to a gun range, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, heck no.
Right. Yeah, right. That's what I was saying.
You're going to get some looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You better know someone with some private property in a gravel pit, you know?
Yeah, I think you can find someone.
It could have been me, but I once know someone who had blank in their possession. 206-421-ROCK.
If you're that into firearms, that you have a MAC-10 with a suppressor...
You know someone with a gravel pit. Right.
You know
someone...
You shoot it.
Because he wants you to come over because he likes to shoot it too, right?
Yeah, he'll buy the ammo for you.
Yeah, no problem. Come on over. What you doing Sunday? Bring the kids. I don't care. By the way, we were talking about big heads.
Yes.
Somebody here says, I used to work with a guy with a small body and a big head. He was known as Kingdom. He hated it.
Kingdom. Ooh. Kingdom. That's a good nickname.
That's great. Yeah. If you're not Kingdom. Hello, Sultan's mom. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo.
Boo.
So, many, many years ago, I went on a blind date with someone to the midnight showing of Being John Malkovich at the Meridian 16 Theater. And when the movie got out, it was 2 a.m. and the theater was deserted. So we're exiting and we see some giant metal hexagonal cases next to the front door. So we go check them out and they're films waiting to be picked up, presumably. And so I start looking at the titles and there's Fight Club. And that's my favorite book, favorite movie. And of course, in Fight Club, there's the whole scene where they're splicing.
Yeah, the penis into the...
Yes. Yes, and in the book, they even talk about how heavy these cases are and how it's illegal to own them. So I'm like, I have to have this. And the guy I'm with is like, oh, but the Thomas Crown Affair is here. Don't you want that? And I'm like, oh, no. I'm never going out with you again. So
isn't it poorly?
I try to pick it up, and it is really, really heavy. So I can only get it out to the sidewalk and have to leave it next to, you know, like the Seattle Times newspaper dispenser.
I'm sure they're glad to be brought into this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I eventually get it home and find out that Chuck Palahniuk, the author of Fight Club, is going to be in town signing things the next week. So I bring it to the book signing, and he is thrilled that I have come into possession of this. And he signs it, and he's like, you know, you have to try your hardest to get the other three reels signed by the actors. And I'm like, I don't know that that's ever going to happen.
Wait. Did he ask you how you came into possession of a reel of his film?
He did not. He knew how I came into possession of
the film. There's only one way.
Yes, it's illegal to own these. At one point, I attempted to sell it on eBay and immediately got a, this is illegal to sell on eBay.
Yeah, don't try to sell that anywhere. Words. You need to be on the dark web for that one. But who does it technically belong to? Does it technically belong to the movie studio?
I don't know that. I would assume that it technically belongs to, what is that, Regal Cinemas?
No, because I believe, and I'm not 100% how this works, but I think they rent the movies from the actual production. So if Paramount puts out a movie, like, I will give it to Regal Cinemas because obviously I want them to show the movie to people, but when the movie's done with its run, we get it back. I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Like, that's how Blockbuster started.
Technically, it belongs to me now. So.
Yes, it belongs to you now. Did you get all four reels or just the one?
Yep, I got all four reels.
And how many times have you scrolled through to try to find the scenes where they're splicing the penises into the... Like, have you gone through the film trying to find where they spliced it in?
No, I'm scared to unravel it.
Okay.
Are they, like, in just, like, big tin reels? Is that what it basically essentially is?
They're plastic, but the metal box is made of... I don't know what it's made of, but it's heavy.
Okay, that's crazy.
I don't think it's one of the coolest things you own, though, even though it's perfectly illegal.
100%. I love it.
Can you display it in any way? I mean, is it too heavy to hang up or, you know what I mean, put anywhere?
Oh, it's too heavy to do much of anything with, but I have it in my house and, you know, I prop things on it.
Okay, all right.
Let's keep it away from the flame.
I mean, look, I'm not going to lie, man. If I thought I could steal the reels, too, I probably would. If it's a movie I liked.
Yeah.
I absolutely would have been like, all right, I know this is illegal. I know the FBI sends out warnings. So what we do is don't tell the FBI. That's one. But we're snagging these bad boys.
Am I the only one that seemed like a lot of details for somebody with an alias?
I thought so as well. She came out with an alias, which I did.
Like, why mention the other Regal names?
Don't tell us where it happened. Like, just stay anonymous. You know what?
Like, we've been looking for that.
Right. I mean, we're already impressed.
She probably won't get in trouble, but like as she's going through it, it's like, you were smart enough to use an anonymous name. That seems like a lot of detail.
Right, all of the details at the time.
And there could be some dude that was working at that theater that's like, I'm going to get her.
I wonder how much trouble you get for that.
Well, they didn't show the movie, so they didn't make any money. So whatever.
Well, no. I think it had already run. Because she said she thinks someone was
there. This is after the fact. This is when they drop it off and they pick it up.
I'm guessing that's the case. Okay. But still, the studios probably had to charge Regal Cinema, whatever the cost is for that. And yeah, I'm sure somebody lost their job.
It could have been me, but I once knew someone who had blank in their possession. 206-421-ROCK.
If I listen to the show now, like, that bitch!
I could have been somebody.
I was about to get promoted to popcorn duty. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichona.
Hola.
Caca. Hey, so I was in the Marine Corps early 90s, late in getting ready to get out, late in my tenure. And I'd started checking my gear back in, and then they had me check stuff back out because they were saying that they needed me and my experience in the field, and I was pissed. So we went out for an exercise, and I was in communications, so I had access to certain areas, and I grabbed a general star and a full-bird colonel's bird off of their uniforms, and I still have those to this day.
How much trouble would you get in had you gotten busted doing that?
I would not have gotten out of the Marine Corps on time.
Oh, so they would have kept you in longer?
Oh, it was a big
deal. They punish you by making you stay.
Right.
Instead of firing you.
The whole company had gotten pulled in. Yeah, the whole company had gotten pulled into a formation. Like, we were out in the field, but they still had a company-wide formation. And, you know, if anybody happened to find it, it was, of course, you know, on the spot. You could be meritoriously promoted. And if it was found in your possession, you were pass go. You will be arrested. So
can you imagine that? Type of deals. You're somebody who stocks stuff at the Safeway, whatever, right? So maybe you steal, I don't know, crab legs.
Whatever. Right.
And they catch you stealing the crab legs or something valuable. And they say, you know what? We're going to make you work here for 5 more years.
That's what I never understood. Like, when I got suspended from school. Like, wait, you're suspending me because I keep not coming to school. So your version of punishment is I officially am allowed to not come to school for 3 days. I can take that deal. I'm okay with this.
Hey, out there, we've got the Odyssey World premiere of The River is Rising. That's brand new from Slash and Miles Kennedy and The Conspirators right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly.